Continuing the story from Joshua, when the entire nation had finished crossing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Select 12 men from the people, one from each tribe, and command them, 'Take 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood. Carry them over with you and lay them down in the place where you camp tonight.' Then Joshua summoned the 12 men from the Israelites, whom he had appointed, one from each tribe. Joshua said to them, 'Pass on before the ark of the Lord, your God, into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder, one for each of the tribes of the Israelites, so that this may be a sign among you. When your children ask in time to come, "What do those stones mean to you?" then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off in front of the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall be to the Israelites a memorial forever." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And then from Matthew, chapter 23. "The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Getting your feet wet. Have you ever heard that phrase? Some people think it actually came from this passage in Joshua, this sense that the leader's role was to get their feet wet in the River Jordan and then watch what God was going to do next. See, if those leaders were anything like us, they may have wanted God to present them with a detailed plan of how exactly this water was going to get out of the way before they dipped their toe. Or maybe they'd actually like to be the one to give God the detailed plan about how this whole scenario might work out. I do that. I try to solve problems in my head. Problems like how to safely get to the other side, figuratively or literally. And sometimes it takes me way too long to remember to pray. Maybe you're like that too. Where do you feel like God is calling you to get your feet wet today? Is it in the waters of your own Jordan River? The river that stands between you and finding your way home. Home to relationships that somehow got broken. Home to living out the life you feel like God is calling you to live. Home to the part of your identity that got shouted down by the world, telling you who and how to be. Where do you feel the sense that it's time to dip your toe into the water? To get your feet wet. Without the first step, the first commitment, we can't get to the places we feel called to go, whether that step is forgiveness, or trusting in the gifts God gave us, or opening eyes to new possibilities. We are unlikely to get a whole, detailed, thought-through plan. Instead, we'll need to say yes to that still small voice inside us that is leading us to consider putting our toe in the water in the first place. We'll need to say yes to serving God rather than formulating a plan that makes us feel like we are totally in charge. When I see the Hearts and Hands folks every Tuesday, I always think about how nervous each person probably was the first time they showed up. to see if the gifts they had could be of service to other people. Some of them came not knowing how to knit. Others came with many hours of this work in their background, but no matter what, there was this effort that it took to walk into the room that you'd not been in before, to be the new person. Now there's a commitment. People show up on Tuesdays, and knowing there are people that want to see them, people keep coming. But it started with that getting your feet wet moment, in which you decide to say yes to an opportunity to find God's current call in your life, sharing what you had to share with everybody from the smallest of infants to people in intensive care. I've told some of you before about a young man who worked at the Presbyterian camp that John and I served in Florida. He had risen to the point of leadership after years of positive camping and counseling experience, but his first summer as a leader, he was miserable. He had been pushed to use his authority to force counselors into roles that they just were not equipped to do. There's a river that runs through that camp. And in his own way, this young man who loved this place had felt like he was suddenly standing on the other side with no way to make it across. But he had gifts. And we got the sense that he could be a great leader if only the qualifications for leader were more biblical. So we called him on the phone, and you could tell that he wanted to say no before we said a word, but he's polite. So he just said, well, what would make this summer different than last summer? I'd still be in charge of a bunch of other counselors. And we said, yes, but this year being in charge would mean serving. What does that mean? He asked. Your job would be to help the other counselors, to show them things that would help them to do better, to stand beside them when they were struggling, to give them a break when you could tell they were at the breaking point. We want a servant leader in the role this summer. And he paused, and then he just said yes. It's even harder to say yes when you have to overcome some pain from the past, some brokenness that kept you on the other side. It was a leap of faith. But he's one of the best servant leaders I've ever seen. God's word, this time we were lucky it came out of us, but God's word comes out of people, it comes out of the Bible, it comes out of relationship. It's all around us, and it calls us into getting our feet wet and finding our way, getting through that first moment. God parts the waters of the river to let people cross over and find their way home. On the way, they're supposed to pick up stones. Stones that will help them remember and tell their story to their children and their children's children. Now, I imagine the memory part won't be so hard. Seeing the water rise up in a heap is pretty memorable. During the hurricanes in Florida this fall, the entire Tampa Bay disappeared, drawn out to the ocean by the storm, something no one remembers seeing before and isn't likely to forget. So that's not the memory part. The stones remind the people not just that this happened, but that God was and is with them when they are trying to cross over the difficult places, that listening to God's word to them as it comes through Scripture, through the Holy Spirit, through prayer, through companions for the journey, this is the path that will lead them to the life that is their life to live. May we be open to God's invitation to cross the river in the way God invites us to cross. And may we pay attention to the stones we can hold on to that help us remember the story. In Jesus' name, amen.